Hey there, and welcome to episode 179 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Tap Dancing Week by looking at how savage injustice led to the rise of an art form. Now, over the past few days, we've looked at the international roots of tap dancing, from Africa to England. But these were only influences. Tap dancing was really born in America, and was popularized by the first truly American theater development, the minstrel show. Minstrel shows were the rage of the 1800s. Easily the most famous legacy of the minstrel show is blackface, the act of an actor using burnt cork to paint his or her face and hands black. They would proceed to skulk around the stage, taking on the role of a dumb, slow-witted African-American, the stereotype that permeated white culture at the time. Now, white performers were not alone in performing in blackface. In order to gain any sort of legitimacy with their audiences, or even to get on stage, in the first place, black performers were compelled to black up and perform as the dumb, sloth-like characters expected of them. Now, interestingly, as black performers were slowly able to break out of blackface, white audiences were surprised at how diverse the skin tones of the black performers were. When they're covered up all in the same dark black cork color, you couldn't tell the difference. As horrible as the caricatures were, this was the first time blacks were allowed on stage for white audiences. This was a step, certainly a baby step, but it began a movement that burst wide open in the early 1900s, as we'll find in tomorrow's episode.
Turn off your lights. Turn them off. Because next week, on the Daily Brainwave, in honor of Halloween, we'll be looking at real-life ghost stories from around the world. We'll be joined by a special guest, Ash from the SMN podcast, an expert in horror. Prepare to be petrified. It's Ghost Story Week, starting Sunday right here on the Daily Brainwave. Tune in, if you dare.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 179 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we start to look at Mr. Bojangles, the man who colored show business.